Stories of Suspense.
Taken to the office of Captain Karnov. It was the same routine.
You are a spy, Agent Carlyle.
I am not a spy.
You were sent to Hungary by the United States government.
I went to Budapest on my own.
You crossed the Hungarian border on a forged passport. A passport that was given to you by American intelligence.
I arranged for that passport myself. American intelligence had nothing to do with it.
Your job was to get military information.
I'm a freelance journalist. I went to get a story.
Information on red troops and equipment.
I wanted to write about the Hungarian people.
You're not a spy.
I am not a spy.
Why do you waste our time like this, James Carlyle?
I am not a spy.
We both know you are. Why not admit it?
I'm serving 10 years for my so-called espionage activities. Isn't that enough for you people?
We want a confession.
I am not a spy.
All we want you to do is sign this document. Things will go a lot easier for you if you do. It's foolish to be stubborn, James Carlyle.
It's not a case of being stubborn. I'm telling you the truth.
I want you to sign this confession. No!
No.
We are patient. There's plenty of time. We will get our confession, James Carlyle. If we don't, you will never leave this prison camp alive.
I'll be back in just a moment to tell you more of tonight's story, The Diary.
They half carried me across the prison compound, pushed me into the barracks.
Yes, you see your car.
Thanks, it's heavy.
They beat you again, eh?
Yeah.
You know, it would be better if you did what they want.
Never, I'm not a spy.
They won't believe it. They believe only what they are told.
Don't they have minds of their own?
No. No, it is an offense in this country to have a mind of your own. Thought must be channeled. Makes things so much simpler.
Well, it won't get me to confess to something I didn't do.
They are not worried. A piece of paper bearing your signature would tidy up their files, but an unmarked grave will suit them just the same. You will never leave this place, Carlyle. Will you confess or not?
Well, what can I do?
You can escape from it, Miguel.
To Silver.
You're always listening with those big ears of yours.
What else is there to do but to listen and to speak and to wait to die?
You also talk too much.
Yes, that is what got me here. I left France to come to this country because I believed. Believed. In what? A myth, that is what? When I found out what a lie it was, then I started talking. But you are not permitted to say what is on your mind. 50 years imprisonment. 50 years. I am now 52 years of age. In this hell, I will not see my 60th birthday. That is why I say escape.
Escape where?
East.
East? The plains of Siberia, the hills, and the deserts of Mongolia? Most of the land is so barren that only snakes and lizards can live there.
A man can eat snakes and lizards. Would it be much worse than the garbage we get here? Big soup. Black bread. Doesn't a man die of malnutrition, never really?
They are fortunate.
No! No. They die in captivity. But we can die as free men.
With snakes and lizards to pick our bones.
Are you worried what happens to your bones? For myself, I am concerned only with what happens to my mind. If I am free, then I am all right.
How long would you last out there? Look at you now, a living skeleton.
I would at least have my self-respect. I would be a man again. You, James Carlyle, how long will you remain a man? Sooner or later, they will make you sign that piece of paper.
No.
They will beat you and question you until you are a quivering mass of fear, like wheat killing.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will. Time is on their side. Death is your only release. But you are young and strong, so death will be slow. could escape, and there is a chance for you.
A chance? What kind of a chance?
A better chance than he has here. A chance to be a man again.
How far we have to travel?
Thousands of miles.
It doesn't matter how far. When you're going in the right direction, think, James Carlyle. 5 days ago, they questioned and beat you. They may do it again tomorrow, or the day after, or perhaps they will wait a little longer. You'll never know when. You'll keep waiting for it, quivering with fear every time a guard looks at you.
Leave him alone.
It is the truth. He knows it. James Carlyle, I am asking you to escape with me.
How?
I found out that they are taking us to Woodchuck tomorrow. There will be only one guard. It will be easy to reach freedom.
Freedom.
Don't listen to him, Carlyle.
It is his decision, not yours, it's Hervé. Well, Carlyle?
All right, the silver. I'll go.
Don't be a fool. You would have a chance out there.
It doesn't matter, Turby. I can't stand much more of this.
Well, it is settled. We escape tomorrow. Only one more hour before we go back to the game.
That guard's been watching us all day. Almost as though he knows what we've got in our minds.
So Turby standing behind him. I wonder if it will.
No, no, he won't talk.
The guard is walking in this direction.
Stop talking, you fool! Get the work, Mr. Lennon!
Yeah, I knew this.
I'm Bristol, get the work!
Don't fight us over. He's standing too far away.
I shoot both of us. One of us will reach him.
Let's get the last work! I will shoot!
Do as he says, Mr. Lennon.
Oh, I'm going after him now.
He's going to shoot!
Be terrible! You're a fool, Mr. Lennon. He would have killed you.
Thank you, Turby. You stabbed him like an expert.
The others saw it. Now I will have to come with you.
May 10th. The third day since we escaped from the prison camp. We passed many farmhouses the first and second day. There were men working in the field, so we skirted around them. Then today, we came upon a small farmhouse.
I could see only a young woman through the window. She's working in the kitchen.
Let us go in. Don't be afraid, little one. We only want food and perhaps some clothing.
Who are you?
Escaped prisoners.
Sonia, what is going on?
Careful of what you do, comrade.
They are escaped prisoners, Uncle.
Oh? And from what prison camp did you escape?
Kochka.
You have come a long way.
And we intend to go a lot further.
I wish you the very best of good luck, comrade. I know how it is in the prison camps. What can we do for you?
We want food.
We will give you all we can spare, but do not expect us to fill your pockets without work.
We are willing to work for our food.
What do you want us to do?
There are cows to be milked, wood to be cut, and there is hay to be brought into the barn.
It's good of you to help them, Uncle. How they must have suffered in that prison camp.
Prison camps are not nursing homes, Tanya. Those men are enemies of the state. That means they are our enemies, too.
But I thought
you
that...
You thought I was going to give them some food and help them to escape. You have much to learn, Tanya. Like your father and brother, you too are chicken-hearted.
But you sent them out to work. You said...
They would have strangled me if they knew what was really on my mind. I am a good party man. I do what my leaders expect me to do.
They are finished with the work. They're coming towards the house.
They won't reach the door.
Good answer.
It is my duty to kill them, Tanya.
No, Uncle.
Let it go. I will keep them.
Uncle!
It's easy to see what happened to Turby.
He was going to shoot you. The three of you.
Another patriot. Another dead fool.
I didn't want to shoot him.
See, little lady.
I killed him.
No. You tried to save us. And the eyes of a good father. You did right.
Hey, easy there, easy. There is nothing to worry about. You can tell people that we killed him. We will leave evidence of ourselves here. If they catch us, we are dead anyhow. Look, Tanya, that's your name, isn't it?
Yes.
Tanya, do you have any people you can go to?
No one. My father was killed in the war. My brother Boris, he was killed 6 months ago. It was because of Boris that I would not let Uncle shoot you.
Because of your brother?
Yes. Boris was in the Navy. Like all of us, he was told that people in Western countries were slaves of the rich, that they starved. But Boris saw that this wasn't true. When he returned, he told other people how different it was overseas.
And he was reported to the NKVD?
Yes. He tried to escape when they arrested him. He was shot.
Like so many others.
Then Uncle brought me to this farm. He told me that I was not to believe what Boris told me about America. That it was all lies.
I'm an American, Tanya. What did your brother tell you?
He was in New York City. He said that everyone was well-dressed. That most of the women wore jewels. That in the homes there were refrigerators and radios and even television sets. On the floors there were carpets. And everyone had all they wanted to eat.
Your brother spoke the truth, Tanya. This is one of the few countries where there is starvation. This is a country of lies and cruelty.
We are wasting time. The chutney bring people. Let's get what we are going to take and leave.
Please, may I go with you?
You have nothing to worry about. I told you we'd leave evidence.
I'm not concerned about that. Like you, I'm a prisoner, and I want to escape.
We have many hundreds of miles before us, little one.
I know. I have a map. You see, I've often thought of running away. And now at last I have a chance.
We can't take a woman with us.
But if you leave me here, I'll die. I want to live.
You'd slow us up too much.
It could be useful. You see, I was trained to be a nurse. Oh, please.
No. Wait a minute, Turby. She saved our lives. So I say, if she wants to come along, it's all right with me.
And I see the same.
The majority rules, it, Herbie. She comes along.
In just a moment, we return with our story, The Diary.
Of May. It's 2 weeks since Tanya joined us. In all that time, we covered hardly 100 miles. De Silva looks bad. His ankles are swollen. Every step he takes causes him pain.
Are you all right?
Yes, little one. I'm doing fine. This wooden staff that you cut for me yesterday.
There's something wrong.
His legs are burning. He must rest for a while.
I will be all right.
No, lie down. I'll massage your legs.
We can't afford to stop. There's only the one jug of water. It may not rain again. We may not find a spring for hundreds of miles.
He's right. We will go on.
You see, it's impossible for you to walk.
I told you in the beginning that you are too old, Silva.
Just lie back and rest. Just rest. Father. Rest. Close your eyes.
I am a father, you know. I have a daughter in Paris. A son, too.
You will see them again.
No, I will never see them again.
Please, you talk such foolishness. Just rest and be quiet.
How about doling out that water, Turby?
Very well. A quarter of a cup full each. Even at that, the jug will last only till tomorrow afternoon.
Here, I'll give it to De Silva first.
Pour half a cup for him.
No. We need water as much as he does.
He can have my share.
No, do not waste water on me. I cannot go on. Better to let me die.
You mustn't talk like that. Pour him my ration to it, Herbie.
I'm not going to let you be a fool, Tonya.
Oh, Father. Lie back in the
rest.
Don't move. You stay still.
It's Loretta. My Loretta. She's over there. Can't you see her? She's holding out her arms. Loretta.
Arthur.
The silver. Here, Tonya. Let me feel his pulse. He's dead. The 2nd of June. A week has passed since we buried the silver. We were without water for a full day, then we found a spring. For weeks now, we've been eating herbs that Tonya picked as we walked. This morning, I saw a Turby look at his legs. They were swollen. Even worse than the silver's had been.
What
is it?
I think we should rest.
No.
But you're in pain.
I am all right.
Your legs are bad. I saw them last night. Let me massage them for you.
I can go on. I can go on. I can go on. I must...
But James!
I've got him.
Just put him down here.
Yeah. I'm all right. I can go.
Stubborn son of a gun, isn't he?
He is brave. Very brave.
The 5th of June. Tonya is wonderful. If it wasn't for her, Turby would be finished by now. Every time we've stopped, he's massaged most of the pain out of his legs. But his Turby looks bad. I don't think he'll see out another day. The 6th of June. Tonya and I were awakened just before dawn.
Tonya.
Turby. What is it?
Pain. I am dying. I know I am.
Do not be afraid.
I will not be afraid. If you hold my hand.
Of course.
Carlyle.
I'm here, Turby.
My friends, I want you to know. I am not sorry I came. And then...
Dear Turby.
Now there's just the two of us, Tonya.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, The Diary.
The 8th of June. We've been without water for almost two full days. The ground is cracked and dry. It's flat and dead. There can be water in this kind of country. But Tonya is as optimistic as ever.
Oh, look. Dark clouds are forming.
There have been dark clouds every day.
But today it will rain. And now it will... Come, James. We keep moving.
We walked on. Time and direction no longer had any meaning. There was nothing in the world but Tonya and me and the cracked, dry earth. But then...
James, a drop of rain. I felt it on my arm.
But... Rain? What? It is raining.
Oh, rain! Oh, I'm getting
so easy. I can dance, Tonya. Come on, let me put my arms around you.
James.
I...
Oh, please.
You're wonderful. I love you, Tony.
Oh, no. It's only because you're lonely.
I love you. I love you.
The 10th of June. At first, the rain was our friend. But on the second day, it became a deadly enemy.
James, I'm cold. So cold.
Let's keep moving. If we just sit here, you'll get pneumonia.
Go on by yourself, James.
Oh, no.
But I can't walk.
I'll help you.
You don't understand. When I put on these terrible trousers, I said it was to protect my legs from the sun. But I lied. It was to hide my legs.
Here, let me see.
It's the same sickness they had. I've had it for a few days now.
Yet you carried on.
You're weak yourself. I didn't want you to know. Now I can't go any further.
I'm going to massage those legs.
It's no use, James.
Quiet. Just lie back. The 11th of June. I've never seen such courage. As soon as the rain stopped yesterday, we walked on. I had my arm around her. Every time I looked into her face, she smiled. Smiled against the pain. But then...
Jack, I...
We'll rest.
Jack.
Close your eyes. I'll shield you from the sun.
You know, it was beautiful. You saying you love me?
I do. I do, Tanya.
You will feel differently when you're home again.
I'll always love you. I'll prove that to you.
No. I'm dying, James.
I'm not going to let you die.
I'm not afraid or sad. With you here, I'm happy. Tell me about the pretty ladies and the radios. And the carpets and... James.
Tanya. No. No, I won't believe it. You're alive. You have to be alive. I'll carry you. We'll get there, Tanya. I'll get you there. I'll carry you all the way. You'll see those streets, and you'll be one of those... Just a short rest, Tanya. Then...
It was beautiful, you saying you love me.
Tanya.
The pretty ladies. Tell me about them, Jay.
He is alive.
Voices.
It is all right, my son. We are your friends.
Voices.
Come, help me carry him to the tent. Here, my son. Some soup. You must try to eat.
Voices. Dream.
No, I am real, my son. I am not part of a dream.
Tanya, where is she?
The girl. She is at rest, my son. Out there.
The 21st of September. Mercy Hospital, San Francisco. Today, the first I've been able to sit up in bed, they let me have this diary. As I read the blurred writing on the soiled pages, I cried. But then, somehow, I knew just as surely as if they were telling me, there's no need to cry. They didn't die out there on that wasteland. Love and courage and dignity never die. I'll be seeing you. The three out here.
Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed tonight's story. Join us again next week.